Respected Chakovachan and my dear beloved in Christ, greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we have gathered together for today's reading and meditation, gospel portion has been decided by our church. And also a particular theme has been decided by our church for today's reading and meditation. The Gospel according to Saint John, chapter 12, verses commencing from 20 through 26. Gospel according to Saint John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 26. So for today's reading and meditation, a particular theme has been given by our church. That is, good news, life through death. Good news, life through death. So I invite your kind attention towards the meditation. The theme, I'm going to explore this theme based on the gospel portion. Gospel according to Saint John, chapter 12, verse 20 through 26. Let us pray. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, as we are going to meditate your word, kindly speak through your word of God, and also kindly empower us in our life and enrich us by your word. Lord, we cannot understand without your help and support. We cannot understand your word without your help and support. Kindly enlighten our hearts and minds so that we can grasp the meaning of your word. Let the words of my mouth and meditations in our hearts, of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. In Christ's name, we hope and pray. Amen. So during the time of Passover festival, some Greeks came to Jesus. They came to Jesus to see him and to speak to him. And they were lived outside the territory of the Jewish. So they were lived in the outside territory of the Jewish people. And they were considered as the Gentiles. And they are speaking Greek language. You have already known that Greeks are wise people, and they are always searching religion beyond religion, and they are always searching the knowledge after knowledge, and they are always searching the wisdom and the truth regarding the life and the world. So the Greeks, this intellectual community, the representative of that particular community, the first time they visited our Lord Jesus Christ to see him and to speak to him. And you should understand the background of their visit. Some incidents had already happened before that. One is, Jesus raised Lazarus from the death. So his glory was widely spread. And he became famous because he raised Lazarus from the death. And also Jesus made a triumphal entry to the Jerusalem. Then people considered him as the earthly king because he raised Lazarus from the dead, and also he made a triumphal entry to the Jerusalem. Then people prayed to him, Hosanna. What is the meaning of Hosanna? Save us now. Kindly save us. Because you are the king. And you are the Messiah. And you are the earthly king and miracle worker, wonder worker. So kindly save us. That is the background. And also I believe that they might have seen that Jesus cleansed the Jerusalem temple too. During that time, they might have been there at the Jerusalem temple, these Greeks. So they heard the voices of Jesus Christ against the Jewish people, a different voice they never heard. So they wanted to know more about Jesus and wanted to know more about Jesus, wanted to speak to the Jesus. So they came to the Jesus. Firstly, they came to the Philip. In the Gospel according to St. John chapter 12 verses 20 through 26. So you have to pay your attention regarding that particular portion. So they came to Philip firstly, because Philip, that name is a Greek name. So that's why they were very much familiar with that particular name, Philip. So they came to the Philip firstly. And also Philip went to tell Andrew. And Andrew and Philip went together to the Jesus. Firstly, they came to the Philip, and then Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip went together to Jesus. Here we have a good thought to meditate today. Unity. Look here. That Greeks wanted to see Jesus and to speak to Jesus, want to know more about Jesus. So they came to Philip firstly, and then they went to Andrew, and they went together to the Jesus. A unity. Dearly beloved in Christ, if you have unity, you can see the glory of God. If you have unity in your family, if you have unity in the society, if you have unity wherever you are working, you can see the love and the glory of the God, and you can experience His love throughout your life. Here we can see a unity. So we must create this unity in our family as well as in society and also the church. They went together to Jesus. Togetherness always leads to eternal life. Togetherness and unity always leads to the eternal life, and it will help us to enter into the kingdom of God. A family which prays together stays. That's a common quotation. You have already known that. Family which prays together and stays together. So the parents have the responsibility to guide their children to the Jesus. So need unity. The believers in the church, while they are worshiping together, they must maintain the unity among them. Then we can see the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ in our day-to-day lives. Then Jesus spoke to them. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Then he continued with the words, ട്രൂലി ഐ ടെൽ യു, മലയാളത്തിൽ പറഞ്ഞാൽ സത്യം സത്യമായിട്ട് ഞാൻ നിങ്ങളോട് പറയുന്നു. ബൈബിളിൽ ചില വാക്യങ്ങളൊക്കെ കേൾക്കാൻ സാധിക്കും, സത്യം സത്യമായിട്ട് ഞാൻ നിങ്ങളോട് പറഞ്ഞു. ട്രൂലി ഐ ടെൽ യു, വൈ ദ ജീസസ് ഹി യൂസ്ഡ് ദിസ് ടെർമിനോളജി ട്രൂലി ഐ ടെൽ യു, ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് സോ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സോ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ടു അസ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എ ഫാക്ട്, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എ റിയൽ തിങ്, റിയൽ ആസ്പെക്ട്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് വെരി എസൻഷ്യൽ ആൻഡ് ഇന്നവിറ്റബിൾ ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ്. യു കനോട്ട് ഡീവിയേറ്റ് ഫ്രം ദീസ് വേർഡ്സ്. യു മസ്റ്റ് ഫോളോ. That's why Jesus Christ emphasized this particular aspect. Truly, I tell you. So it is very important statement. Then he told to them an example of a grain of wheat. Grain of wheat. Apostles and many people, I have already told you, they followed Jesus Christ to seek some positions, some worldly positions. One day, the sons of Zebedee, they requested, James and John, they requested to Jesus that, let us one of us at your right side and the other at your left when you become the king. During the time of Lord Jesus, during the time of your glorification, kindly allow them, allow us to sit at your right and sit at your left. We want worldly positions. Many of us always seeking like that. We need positions. This time, Jesus is showing an example, grain of a wheat. Kodambu mani. Those who are seeking glory, those who are seeking positions, those who are seeking worldly pleasures, when we pray to Jesus, Jesus shows to us an example of the grain of a wheat. Kodambu maniyude aa karyamaanu karthavine nammale kaanikkanayittullathu. The hour has come. The Son of Man is going to be glorified. That is not the glory of the world. ഇവിടെ പറയുന്നു, മനുഷ്യപുത്രൻ മഹത്വപ്പെടാൻ പോവുകയാണ്. That is not the glory of the world. The worldly glory and the worldly name, totally different with the glorification, real glorification which pointed by the Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ silently told to them, silently. I imagine. Lazarus, I raised Lazarus from the death. That is not a matter of glory. I made a triumphant entry to the Jerusalem and also so many people followed me and encouraged me and prayed to me. That's not the real glory. Jesus Christ presented an example, grain of a wheat. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Once again, I read. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many, many seeds. What's the meaning of that imagery? What is the meaning of that example? You know that wheat cannot be at the storeroom. The storeroom is a safe place, and it is a secure place. So it cannot be at the storeroom. Storeroom is a safe place. So for being fruitful, you have to come outside from the secure place and fall to the ground. Storeroom is a secure place. We are also, we would like to sit and live in various safe places. We always seek our security. And we don't try to lose our life. എന്താണ് നന്ന എന്ത് പഠിച്ചാലാണ് നല്ല ജോലി കിട്ടുന്നത്, അതിനെക്കുറിച്ച് നമ്മൾ ആഗ്രഹമുള്ളവർ. എങ്ങനെ ജീവിച്ചാൽ എൻ്റെ ജീവിതം സുരക്ഷിതമാകും, നമ്മളതിനെക്കുറിച്ച് ആഗ്രഹമുള്ളവർ. നമ്മുടെ കാര്യങ്ങൾ, നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതം സെക്യൂറാക്കാൻ എപ്പോഴും ശ്രമിക്കുന്നവരാണ് നമ്മൾ.
But Jesus Christ pointed out that is not the real glory in your life.
You have to fall. You have to lose something for the sake of the kingdom of God. Your interest, your pleasures, your ambitions.
And you wanted to break your secure place, then you can be a fruitful person. And you can partake for the expansion of the kingdom.
It is very difficult. You know, it is very difficult. It is not an easy matter.
Falling to the ground, it is not an easy matter. It is very difficult. Losing our safe place and a complete dedication and surrendering before the Almighty God, that is not a simple thing.
So many people, you know, my neighbors, they told to my father that send Santosh to the ITI or any other course because he may get a job as soon as possible. But I had a different ambition, different aim. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
If you are ready to break your secure place,
you can do a meaningful service on this earth. Sculpture means shilpam. You know? ഈ ശില്പി ശില്പം തയ്യാറാക്കുന്നത് ഒരു പ്രത്യേക രീതിയിലാണ്. പ്രിപ്പയറിങ് സ്കൾപ്ചർ ഇറ്റ്സ് എ ഡിഫറെൻ്റ് വേ. ബൈ യൂസിങ് ഇസ് ചിസൽ ഹീസ് മേക്കിംഗ് ഇറ്റ്. ഈ ആവശ്യമില്ലാത്തതൊക്കെ ഇങ്ങനെ കൊത്തി 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 കളയുമ്പോൾ ശില്പത്തെ സംബന്ധിച്ച് വലിയ വേദനയാണ്, മനസ്സിലാവുന്നത്, വലിയ പ്രയാസമോ. പക്ഷേ ഇങ്ങനെ ഈ വേദന സഹിച്ചില്ലെങ്കിൽ അതിനൊരു നല്ല ശില്പമായിട്ട് മാറാൻ സാധ്യമല്ല. നമ്മൾ ധരിക്കുന്ന ഓർണമെൻസ്, ദ ഗോൾഡ് വെന്റ് ത്രൂ ദി ഫയർ ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് ബിക്കെയിം ദി ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ ഓർണമെൻസ്. ഈ ഗോൾഡ് ഇപ്പോൾ അതിന് തയ്യാറല്ല, എനിക്ക് തീ കൂടെ പോകണ്ട, അത് വേദനയാണ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ അതിന് നല്ല ഓർണമെൻസ് ആകാൻ സാധ്യമല്ല. That's why Jesus told, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many, many seeds. Dearly beloved, he pointed out about his crucifixion and death.
I am going to crucify for the sinners. And I am going to die to redeem you from the pit of sin. I am going to die on the Calvary cross for your redemption. For my death, I am going to attract the whole universe towards me.
He pointed out about his crucifixion and death. പ്രിയമുള്ളവരെ, ജീവിതത്തിൽ കുറേ കഷ്ടങ്ങളൊക്കെ, ഇഫ് യു ആർ റെഡി ടു സഫർ സർട്ടൺ സ്ട്രഗിൾസ് ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ്, യു ക്യാൻ ചേഞ്ച് ആൻഡ് ട്രാൻസ്ഫോം യുവർ ലൈഫ്.
ഇഫ് യു ആർ റെഡി ടു ഷോ സം എൻഡ്യൂറൻസ് ഇൻ യുവർ ഫാമിലി ലൈഫ്, ഇഫ് യു ആർ റെഡി ടു ഷോ സം പേഷ്യൻസ് ഇൻ യുവർ പ്രൈവറ്റ് ലൈഫ്,
you can transform wherever you are. So ready to lose is not a silly thing. It is so essential in our life. How can we do that? We can do these things while depending our Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul says, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I was not a worthy person, but I crucified with Christ. We are ready to crucify Jesus Christ every day. But are you ready to be crucified? നീ ആരാധന കഴിയുമ്പോൾ ദൈവമേ ഞാൻ നിന്നോട് കൂടെ ക്രൂശിക്കപ്പെടട്ടെ. മൈ പ്ലഷേഴ്സ് ഓൾസോ ബി ക്രൂസിഫൈഡ് അലോങ് വിത്ത് മീ. എൻ്റെ ചിന്തകൾ ക്രൂശിക്കപ്പെടട്ടെ. എൻ്റെ തെറ്റായ വിചാരങ്ങൾ ക്രൂശിക്കപ്പെടട്ടെ. എൻ്റെ പാപ സ്വഭാവം ക്രൂശിക്കപ്പെടട്ടെ. ഞാനൊരു പുതിയ സൃഷ്ടിയായി തീരട്ടെ. അപ്പോസ്തലൻ പോൾ അതാ പറഞ്ഞു, ഐ ഹാവ് ബീൻ ക്രൂസിഫൈഡ് വിത്ത് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഐ നോ ലോങ്ങർ ലീവ് But Christ lives in me. ഓരോ ആരാധനയിലൂടെ പ്രിയമുള്ളവരെ അതാ നടക്കണ്ടേ. ഓരോ ആരാധനയിലൂടെ നമ്മൾ നമ്മളെ ക്രൂശിക്കണം. വി മസ്റ്റ് ക്രൂസിഫൈ അവർ സെൽസ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ വി മസ്റ്റ് ബിക്കം എ ന്യൂ ക്രിയേഷൻ. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ റീഫോർമേഷൻ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ട്രാൻസ്ഫോർമേഷൻ. And that is the renewal. So always seek renewal while we are attending the worship. It is not a silly thing. It is very difficult. So we must dedicate ourselves before the God for the renewness and for the transformation and for the reformation. Then we can partake and we can be the part and parcel for the expansion of his kingdom of God. Jesus glorified on the cross. That is the real glorification. The hour has come. The Son of Man going to be glorified. That is not the glorification while getting some miracle works. That is the glorification is going to be received through the death and crucifixion. Son of Man going to be crucified. On the cross, Jesus Christ showed so many models to us, you know. While we are going through the experience of Jesus Christ, we can see so many models to us. On the cross, he prayed for enemies. And he had already known that this Peter is going to deny me. And he had already known that Iscariot Jude is going to be betrayed me. But at the same time, he ate food along with them. He had a supper along with them. And he prayed for his enemies on the cross. That is a role model. So if you wanted to be glorified, you love your enemies. You love everybody. And also Jesus Christ showed his responsibility on the cross. He appointed his disciple for a new responsibility. This is your mother. And mother, this is your son. He appointed his mother to the John and John to the Mary. You know, new responsibility. So this is the role model that we can see on the cross. So for to be glorified in our life, we must also show some models in our life as our Jesus Christ provided for us, showed for us. Love, compassion, and responsibility. Then we can be lead a fruitful life. Our life has two dimensions. You know, Jesus Christ showed two dimensions of life. I already told you once. Vertical as well as horizontal relationship. Vertical relationship means relation to the Almighty God. Vertical. And the horizontal relationship means he showed a relationship with the fellow human beings. That is also a role model. We must also live like that. What is that? A fellowship with the Almighty God as well as the fellowship with the human beings. Then we can enter into the kingdom of God, enter into the eternal life. Dearly beloved, I am going to conclude my message. There was a man, Dr. O.U. George, born in Kerala at Anjeri. Anjeri is a place in Kottayam district. And he completed he secured his MBBS degree from Kottayam Medical College. And while they were studying in the Kottayam Medical College, the five friends, including Dr. O.U. George, they decided to work in the remote areas of the India. They decided, and they maintained their fellowship there. And they took a decision that after completion of the course, we have to do some good works in the remote areas of the India. So after completion of the MBBS, they went to the Ottanchitram. And also, they get trained there. After their training, 1 year, they went to the Sihor Ashram and stayed there for some months. And they started a hospital at Katni. There's a place near Sihora, Madhya Pradesh, in Madhya Pradesh. It's a place, that place name is Katni. They started a hospital there. And that five young men, they started a hospital there, and that hospital was not much success. So they searched for another place. Finally, due to the help of others, they reached at Chagalamari in Andhra Pradesh. 1976, they reached at Chagalamari. It is also a remote area, a village, a rural village in Andhra Pradesh. And they started a hospital there. Gradually, four of his friends, they went back. And Dr. O.U. George and his wife, Dr. Shanti George, remained there. And they continued their works there. Even there were so many other choices are there, but still, they continued their works there. So daytime, they treated the patients in different villages. And evening time, they went to the surrounding villages and to proclaim the word of God to the poor people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Daytime, they gave medical treatment to the poor people, village people. And also evening time, a husband and wife, they went to the different villages of the Andhra Pradesh and to proclaim the word of God, share the good news. And also after some years, nearly 1991, they invited Marthoma Church to the Andhra Pradesh. And Dr. O.U. George started the churches in the Andhra Pradesh, and he gave all of his works to the Marthoma Church. Now, Nearly 56 churches are there in the Royal Seema. Royal Seema is a belt which has which is a union of four districts. That is known as Royal Seema. It is an area. Area is known as, the collectively known as four districts. So there are 56 churches there. And 10 missions are there. Nearly 13 achans are working there. Nearly 48 evangelists are working there. And we have schools, colleges, old age home, Balawadis, Taylor School, and tremendous and meaningful works are going on there to equipping the people for the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ, preparing them. How it was possible? Due to the dedication, commitment shown by Dr. O.U. George. There were plenty of the possibilities. We are living in a glittering and a glamoring world. There are so many pleasures are attracting us. But if you are ready to lose something for the sake of the goal, you can transform your family as well as your society. Are you ready to lose something? Are you ready to lose something for the sake of your children, dear parents? Are you ready to lose something for the betterment of the society, dear children? Dr. O.U. George, he completely dedicated himself and he started a gospel work there. Now we have a good work there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He died 2 years ago. When I was there, nearly 47 years, they lived there as a family. Now his son and their daughter-in-law, they and also his wife, Dr. Sandy George, they are continuing his mission through CF Hospital, Christian Fellowship Hospital. And nearly 10 missions formed there. 13 agents are working there. In poor backgrounds, among the Telugu-speaking community. Kodambu mani nilathu veenu chaagunnillengil, angana thanne irikkum. Chathuvengilo, valare vilavundaavu. Ee mahatvam, nammal kaanunna mahatvam alla. Krushinte mahatvam, it is totally different from the worldly glory. Logam kaanunna gloryil ninnu vyathyasam, mahatvathekkal vyathyasamaanu. Athu snehikkunna mahatvamaanu, karunayulla mahatvamaanu. ഉത്തരവാദിത്വങ്ങളുള്ള മഹത്വമാണ്, വിട്ടുകളയുന്ന മഹത്വമാണ്, ലൂസ് ചെയ്യുന്ന മഹത്വമാണ്. ദൈവം നമ്മളെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കട്ടെ.